Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton and the scripting guy Ed Wilson are back, and in today's episode they discuss PowerShell 3.0 and the Active Directory Domain Services module. Tune in as they chat about how to deploy it, as well as some common scenarios and gotchas you should be aware of. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist here in Tampa, Florida, in my studio. And I always bring my best guest back every month. And that's the scripting guy. And we've got Ed Wilson. How you doing, Ed?
Oh, I'm doing great, Blaine.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So we got this monthly episode we do. Last time we kind of kicked off a month or so ago, your book, which was you got some previews and some reviews up on Amazon. So that's the Windows PowerShell 3.0.
Yes. It's been getting really good reviews on Amazon, actually. And I just got an email from O'Reilly, who manages our Microsoft Press titles now. And the book's going into its second printing. So I've been really busy, you know, correcting a lot of the errata and stuff. And when I say correcting a lot of the errata, I mean, it's like a – yeah, not necessarily like major errors or stuff, but, you know, some stuff that maybe could be a little bit clearer or cleaner or something like that. And so there's been like 15 or 20 of those. And so I've been answering them as they come in and stuff. And so, you know, hopefully those will make it into the second printing of the book. So, by the way, if you've got the book and you see something that just really strikes you as strange, go ahead and post it. Post it on the website. I do read it. I do respond to it. Not as quickly as I do to the the scripting guy alias, but I do respond to it. I do read it. Do pay attention to it, and those do get incorporated into future versions of the book.
Great, because I was just going to ask, how do you get that feedback? What's that mechanism for getting, you know, that direct feedback from the customers back into the book? So that's good. That's good stuff. Today we wanted to focus on working with the Active Directory Domain Services module. It's one of my favorite chapters. It's chapter 16, page 419. Could change based on the changes of the book I just mentioned. But as we start digging in there, we talk about chapter 16, which is the Active Directory part of understanding Active Directory, the module there, and even talks about the remote server administration tool, Ed.
Yes, absolutely.
Looks like you've got a copy as well.
Yeah, I do. Actually, it's interestingly enough, when I was at the PowerShell Summit last week out in Seattle, we had, you know, people from about a dozen different countries. Interestingly enough, a lot of those people were people that we'd actually met when we did our European tour in November with the Scripting Wives. And it's actually telling the people, you know, one of the things that is cool about writing a book is I put stuff in the book that I know that I will need to remember later. And so it's pretty cool. So, hey, I'm writing the book, so I'm going to make it useful for myself. So I always have a copy of my book with me and on my bookshelf in my office, and these are like working books. I mean, these are books that I grabbed, pull off the shelf, and there's the bookcase, pull them down off the shelf, pull them off, and I look at them, and I refer to them, you know, all the time. This is particularly true with stuff that I squirrel away in the appendices, but also stuff that I put into the chapters, and before long, the books wind up getting not dog-eared, because my mom was a librarian. She taught me not to dog-ear book pages, but I used sticky tabs and put them on the pages, you know, so I could flip through it and find stuff quite easily.
Excellent. So installing Active Directory module, you know, you get the Git Windows feature. Take us through what would be the kind of the average scenario for someone that's deploying Active Directory domain services.
Well, so if you're deploying Active Directory Domain Services, there's a twofold thing that you want to do. First of all, there's stuff you want to do on the server, and there's stuff you want to do on the client. And what you're doing on the client is basically you know, I'd like to install the RSAT module, the remote server admin tools, and I can put those on my Windows 8 machine and talk to Windows Server 2012. We've also made some provision you can kind of talk down level too. So even though you don't have Windows Server 2012 yet, you know, in a very large extent, you got 2008, you know, 2003, 2008 R2, you can still use the 2012 RSAT module and get some of the benefits, actually, of even some of the new commandlets to talk to and to manage your down-level systems. So this is actually something that's really, really cool. But, yeah, I always install the RSAT module on my desktop because it just makes it so much easier to be able to use and to work with. So, yeah, boom, that's, you know, you just go and you download it, you run it, you do the install, you know, and everything works. It's groovy. It's easier now than it was in previous versions. So in previous versions, you could actually go install this thing, and it's like, okay, so you spend 20 or 30 minutes downloading this thing, and it runs, it does some stuff, and it does some other stuff, and then you get done, and it's like you look, and dude, it didn't do anything. And so then you have to go in and like go check, 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 click, click, click. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know. Yes, I want this. I would have downloaded it if I didn't want it. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, I'll name my firstborn son Bill. You know, and then that works. After that, though, but now it's just pretty easy. You know, you download it, it works, it installs, you know, and it's there and it's ready to go. So, you know, this is a huge improvement with the 2012 RSAT tools. So on Windows Server 2012, so suppose that I've, you know, I'm building a demo, you know, forest, if you will, you know, and on my Windows 8 laptop. So I've got real life, honest to goodness, Hyper-V there, so I can put the disk in, you know, or I can get my ISO from TechNet or from MSDN, do my install, boom, 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 you know, get it up there, then this is groovy. So now you get your base OS. And so now what you want to do is you want to deploy, you know, Active Directory domain services. So you can go and you can use Server Manager to do this, or you can pop out to PowerShell and you can use Add Windows Feature, either way you want to. In my book.
I'm also DC, in the DC promo, right? Deprecation.
Yeah.
DC promo.
Yeah.
And, you can still run it through an answer file. You want to touch on that? Because what is the most common thing people do, Ed, when they're going to, going in from, you know, making it a member server to making it a domain controller, right?
Yep.
DC promo.
So absolutely. Well, I don't know how many of you liked DC promo. Yeah, personally, let's see, this is 2012, and I guess this is 2013. Yeah, no, it's 2013. okay, so, yeah, I can't keep track of stuff. Yeah, but I guess I can use get date with PowerShell, and that'll tell me what today is. So it's just, when is 2000? Yeah, okay, that's like 2000, like the turn of the millennium, and this is like 13 years later. Yeah, so I guess it was like 13 years of using DC promo. Yeah, I guess I kind of got used to it. Yeah, but to be honest, I mean, DC promo, you know, I liked it better than Net Dom, but not much.
That's true, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, but not much, yeah. So it was just one of those things that you like had to do. So in Windows Server 2012, we now have an actual deployment module, and this is like so cool.
Right.
So on my book, chapter 17, okay, chapter 17, starting on my book on page 447, I wrote some really, really cool scripts. Now these scripts, what I do is, well, the first thing that I do is I set a static IP address. And this is like so easy in Windows Server 2012 because there's actually a new net IP address commandlet. So this is like a one-liner. I use it as a script here, but yeah, this is because I broke the pieces out as individual variables. The idea is that you can use this to assign IP addresses to a dozen, two dozen, you know, 100 dozen, you know, how many, you know, however many servers you want to deploy, you can use this. Yeah, and so each parameter is broken out into a variable, but in reality, it's a one-line command called new IP interface, new net IP address. And so that's the first thing you want to do. I mean, You don't have to. But, dude, do you really want to use a DHCP address for your domain controller? I don't think so. So, anyway, so that's the first thing I do. Well, then the next thing that we do then is now we're going to add the features. And I'm going to add in my Active Directory services. And then I also want to make sure that I get my tools as well on my server. Now, this is something that you don't have to install the 80 tools on your domain controller if you don't want to. But you can, and you might as well, you know, because what you're going to do is you're probably going to go ahead and set everything up. You got the GUI on your domain controller. And then once you're done with stuff, then you're going to remove that GUI and drop down to Windows Core Server. This is like absolutely awesome. The best of both worlds. And I can remove that.
Server, you couldn't go back. It was we sing the IT Pro song when we do that, right? It goes yes. Something like this. FDIS format, reinstall, FDIS format, reinstall, everybody. Yeah, so that's awesome. Go ahead and keep expanding on that.
So, matter of fact, I've got a couple of Scripting Guy blog articles where I was talking about, you know, removing the GUI, you know, from Windows 2012 Server. There's different ways of removing the GUI. There's different amounts of GUI that you can remove. So I guess it depends on how sticky you want things to be. So once we do that, then the next thing we do is we add our features, restart the computer. Now the neat thing is, like, dude, it's easy. We have a command line to do that. It's called restart-computer. I mean, it's pretty simple. Now, and I say that's simple, but you know, this is important because let's see, if I wanted to restart the computer without using restart computer, is it shut down? And some weird switch to restart? You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense. That's about as much sense as pressing the start button to shut down a computer. But anyway, so we do that. And then once we get done with that, then the next thing we're going to do is I've got a script that will check the prereqs. This is in the stuff, and then the next thing we'll do then is we're going to add our features. Now, typically, I add in my domain services, DNS, as well as Group Policy Management Console (GPMC). So that's in a script that's in the chapter. So those are the next things that I do. And
as a matter of fact, Ed, page 449, according to this edition of the book, you've got add 80 prerequisites.ps1. So you can just cut and paste that, change some of the parameters in there, and run the script, right?
Yeah, actually, you don't even need to cut and paste it. All of these scripts for the book are on the Scripting Guys script repository. Okay. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be updating some of those scripts. Pretty soon, whenever I get around to it, probably going to be in the next couple of days. You can just go and download the scripts for this. You don't even have to cut and paste. I mean, you can just, you know, use that script. Then the next thing we need to do is to create a new forest. So if we stick with our scenario of I'm creating a test forest on my laptop so that I can, you know, do stuff, then now we import the module ADDS deployment. Now, with PowerShell 3, we don't have to import the module if we don't want to. But the thing is that I recommend that if you know that you're going to do something, go ahead and import that module because it'll actually be a little bit faster. So import ADDS deployment, that's the name of the module. You can use wildcards, so you can just do import module ADDS with a star, you know, ads. And then everything's groovy, then now you just use install ADDS forest. And then there's just a lot of parameters. You know, do I want to do create a DNS delegation? Where do I want my database path, the domain mode, you know, domain name, the NetBIOS name, the forest mode, install DNS if you want to. That's a dollar true. Boom, that does DNS for you. Where do you want your log path? Do you want to reboot on completion or not? Yeah, this is just one simple commandlet. So my script on page 452 is really, it's a one-liner. It's one logical line.
Install new forest, PS1. Yep. Yeah. Great.
And so then once you've done that, then you do. Then the next thing to do is to add a domain controller to an existing domain. And so now with so if we stick with this, then what you could do then is so you've got your ISO that you created for your base stuff. And then you can just simply copy that ISO, run sysprep on it, and now you're ready to do it for the second one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is could be pretty quick. As a matter of fact, you could even script that if you wanted to. And as a matter of fact, we did something like that, something very similar to that, at the PowerShell Summit. So so Dan, so Kenneth Hansen and He-Man, two people from the PowerShell team, they ran an instructor-led lab, and basically we, you know, it was a couple of scripts, and we deployed like, you know, a half dozen, you know, virtual machines, including, you know, domain controller, web servers, and the whole nine yards, and it was actually pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And the amount of time, even with working through the lab, the amount of time took less time than it would to actually manually install one version. Okay, right. So keep keep in mind with this. I mean, we get a huge advantage, you know, when we virtualize this stuff. It just makes it easier to prop these things up and to knock them back down. And the fact that we've got scripts here, you know, and we got a module, I mean, it's like, dude. Yeah, so so we add a new domain controller, pretty simple. So the next thing that we need to do, of course, is to assign static IP address on this guy, then add our roles and add the prereqs, and then we just use the install ADDS domain controller commandlet. And then again, that's essentially it's a one-liner. And since that's essentially a one-liner, and since I've got that broken out, you know, it's very easy then to create, you know, DC1, DC2, DC3, DC4, DC5. As a matter of fact, if that's your naming convention, it's really easy because we just do a little, we have a variable and we do a little bit of concatenation and we just loop through it.
right, sure.
So, and along with that, you know, when you're creating a lab environment, there is absolutely nothing wrong with calling your machines DC1, DC2. Yeah, and my clients are always like C1, C2, C3, you know. I don't have C3PO, but, you know, I mean, you know, just C3. But, you know, but so, I want something that's going to be easy to type, easy to remember, and when I'm scripting, easy to create. Yeah, right. There's nothing easier than having a root value and just kind of concatenating with a number on the end.
Yeah, and not only do you provide fabulous scripts you need at the Scripting Center, but even like on page 457, you even go, you know, domain controller prerequisite step-by-step exercises. And just walking you through that at the end. So this is fantastic. You know, adding the domain controller to the new forest and then going through, you know, step-by-step. So this is sweet stuff. People should go out and get a copy of Ed's book. It's the Windows PowerShell 3.0. Step-by-step, your hands-on, you know, guide to automating Windows administration, Windows PowerShell 3.0. So once again, Ed, always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. It's fun to be here.
You betcha. And with that, it's a wrap.